This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. And this is going to be a great interview. The book is titled American Hemp, How Growing Our Newest Cash Crop Can Improve Our Health, Clean Our Environment, and Slow Climate Change. And the foreword is by Jesse Ventura. And our guest tonight is Jen Hobbs. She has been a publicity consultant for the greater part of her career. She has worked behind the scenes with Jesse Ventura since 2007 and shares his enthusiasm for searching for the truth, no matter where it leads. In 2016, she co-authored Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto, which inspired this book. And welcome for the first time to the broadcast, Jen Hobbs. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's great to be here.
I heard you on with George Norrie, and I loved the interview, which is why I wanted our people to book you. And I'm a regular guest on Coast to Coast myself. So I'm also a regular listener, and I do some of the speaking engagements with George as well. So he's a good friend, and you did a great job on that interview. And for people that are members of the Coast to Coast Club or whatever it's called, you can listen to the replay, a really long two-hour interview with George. But I wanted to start by hitting you with some news, and then we can kind of work backwards and talk about the book. So this past week in Dallas, they announced that anyone that committed a theft of $750 or less would not be prosecuted. And the whole city is like in an uproar over this. But at the same time, the same Dallas, Texas we're talking about, they're arresting people at the airport for having CBD oil. In fact, there's a story that I have right in front of me from their local NBC affiliate of a 71-year-old woman who was jailed on a felony charge for having CBD oil in her luggage that she claimed she used for medicinal pain relief. Has the world gone crazy? So you can rob, like you can steal probably a pretty big TV set in Dallas and not get in any trouble, but God forbid you have CBD oil.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing, isn't it? And it makes no sense. I mean, these people are obviously using it for medical purposes. And we know that because, you know, it's in an actual pharmaceutical drug. So it is used for that purpose. And unfortunately, you know, Dallas isn't the only area where this has occurred. If you fly in or out of South Dakota, that's also a problem. There was a man, I think it was late last month, who was arrested for the same thing. He was flying out of the state. Apparently, he had flown in with it, and on the way out to Alaska, he was arrested as well. And, you know, he was, I believe, in his late 50s. So it's very strange to me, especially since it is, you know, CBD oil. It's not, you know, and on the packaging, I mean, if they can test it, I'm sure, you know, you traditionally CBD oil does not have any THC. You can't get high from it. It's not the same as marijuana at all. And
they're saying in this article here, if I can throw this in, they're saying in this article that they run a test, I guess, at the airport. Mm-hmm. And even if it contains the smallest trace amount of THC, you're busted. So is there legitimately CBD oil that can be absolutely sure to have zero in it of THC?
Yeah, it's called a CBD isolate. It does, but if you have full spectrum, it could, it might have a little bit in there. But again, it's nowhere near enough to have any, you know, euphoric or euphoric effects. You know, it's just, you know, just the same as, you know, the hemp plant has 0.3% around their THC, and you know, if you smoke the hemp flower, that's not going to get you high either. And it's a very strange situation because, you know, we do have a lot of states that have legalized CBD across the board, and then we have states that are legalizing hemp to be in compliance with the 2018 Farm Bill, because, you know, hemp was taken off the Schedule I narcotic list and put under the USDA as an agricultural crop. And since hemp does contain CBD, hemp derived from CBD derived from hemp is considered legal, according to the federal government. So what we're seeing here is just, you know, the changes between state law and federal law. And, you know, obviously there's a bit of a problem because a lot of people are under the assumption that it's legal.
So here's my weird story with CBD oil. So my friend, I met him for breakfast about 5-6 weeks ago, and he slides across the table a bottle of CBD oil, and he's like a distributor with a company that markets it, and he says, "I just want to give this to you as a gift." I've never tried marijuana. I just wasn't ever interested in it. It just wasn't, you know, kind of my scene. But, you know, and he gave me the CBD oil, and I thought, no, this is weird. This is like I'm going to be taking marijuana. And he said, no, it's not. It's CBD oil. He explained the whole thing to me, showed me on the bottle. It says 0% THC and all that. And he said, try this. You could try it like before bedtime for sleep. Well, I've had sleep issues for 20 years, and I took that little dropper of that at night, the first night. I had the best night of sleep I had in 20 years. Tried it the second night, wow. The third night. It's like totally changed my life, which is why I want to do this interview with you, because I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I was, they had to like give me one of these breathing machines to do like, that I had sleep apnea, they said, and I had this big machine, and I got rid of that after a year. But I'm telling you, I sleep, I dream, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning walking around my house. I don't know what to do with myself because I'm only am sleeping for like maybe 6 hours or something, and I feel like I've overslept. It's just an incredible thing. And that, so I started looking into this, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is incredible what this did for me. Why? And then I started researching about why the pharmaceutical companies don't want this. Isn't that really the rub here, that this is such a miracle substance that they don't want us to have it?
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I'm so glad that this was able to help you. And I've heard that so many times from people, you know, that just have no interest in, you know, have never tried marijuana, you know, always thought of it as something that is, you know, how could it possibly help me? You know, CBD, I don't know, this seems very strange. And it helps with so many different conditions. And it's really, it's incredible. It's just the most simple thing. It comes from a plant, and you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to go through some crazy chemical process that we get, you know, all the other pharmaceutical drugs from. And you know, I will say that when Jesse Ventura and I wrote Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto, we really got into the history with, you know, the rub, so to speak, with CBD and THC. I can kind of go over that just very briefly, but
we've got a break coming up, so we'll pick it up. We'll pick that up after the break and talk about the history, because, folks, if you look at history and you read her book, hemp was a big thing in this country. I mean, going all the way back to our founding fathers, and there was a point along the way that they decided, you know what, we're not gonna let this continue on. And there's some reasons for that. And it is, I know you don't like conspiracy theories, folks, maybe, but this is really a true one, and we'll get into it after this break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Published by Skyhorse Publishing, and it is called American Hemp, and Jen Hobbs is here tonight. Jen, before we get into William Randolph Hearst and the whole history and all that, one of our listeners hit me with a great question during the break, an email. What is the difference between marijuana and hemp? Because I have to tell you, I'm super ignorant about this, and when my friend gave me the CBD oil, I was making all kinds of Cheech and Chong jokes, and I was asking him if I was going to need to have a bag of Cheetos next to my bed because I was going to have the munchies after I took this. So maybe we can start with that. What is the difference between hemp and marijuana?
Well, you're not alone. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. A lot of people, don't know the difference. And that's partly because of our culture. You know, we've kind of always lumped it into one thing as cannabis. The federal government did that on purpose. There's a huge difference between the two. Hemp itself, and if you're looking at our history, the American history specifically, hemp has always been an agricultural product. It has been used over the years for making ropes and textiles. We can use it today to make building materials and plastics and all kinds of just amazing things that are biodegradable. It was really the economic backbone of our country for a significant period of time. And it does not have, like we were talking earlier, the THC content. It does not have that THC content that's going to make you high. And that's really what marijuana is for. It gives you that euphoric feeling. There are medical purposes to marijuana, but it really is used for that purpose. Whereas hemp has always been used for more of a commodity. It's used also for nutrition. You can buy hemp seed or hemp protein fiber in the store in the health food section.
Yeah, and down at our health food store, they've got like dressings now made out of it. Like salad dressing, and there's like water with it in. I mean, it's amazing. This is like a big thing now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just go to the supermarket now because, you know, obviously it's such a big deal because of the farm bill making it completely legal that, I mean, you just go to the normal grocery store and it's in the aisles. I mean, you can get, hemp lotion, hemp shampoo, CBD oils in my grocery store now. So
yeah, Walgreens, CVS has the CBD oils. And then, like, the hemp seeds are even at Walmart. They're called hemp hearts, I think.
Yeah. And we've had those for years. We usually get them from Canada. They've had a really robust industrial hemp program there since 1998, and they've been exporting it for food to us since that time. So it's a great source of nutrition, great source of protein.
Let me put the ball on the tee for you now. Let's talk about the story, the backstory, to give us the thumbnail of William Randolph Hearst. And, you know, I know everybody hates that, you know, conspiracy theories and so forth. And but I mean, it is true that there are major forces. And when it comes to money, you know, big industries will do things to try to steer us in certain directions. And, you know, not saying that the whole pharmaceutical industry is bad, but, you know, I think that if they could keep us buying their stuff instead of, you know, finding natural cures, they would just as soon rather us do that. But tell us about William Randolph Hearst and sort of our own history in the U.S., how all of a sudden marijuana and hemp and all of this became vilified.
Right. So, I mean, it's the same today as it was back then. You know, you have people that are very powerful and they have a lot of money and they can lobby and they can get what they want. And that's pretty much part of what we saw going on in the 1930s. So, during the late 1930s, the Department of Treasury was looking to drum up more money for the federal government and doing that, finding new ways to tax things. So they really weren't very keen on marijuana in general, and they were trying to figure out a way to get people to not use it, but they couldn't ban it necessarily. So they figured if they could tax it to a point where it would either just make people not want to get involved in growing it or consuming it, that would be the way to go. So they came up with this idea called the Marijuana Tax Act. And what that did was that was the first piece of legislation where hemp and marijuana were combined together under this idea of cannabis. So up until this point in our country, people knew the difference. They knew, okay, hemp and marijuana, they're kind of like cousins. They look similar. They smell similar. They grow differently. They're used for different purposes. You know, marijuana at the time was used by physicians, actually. They had the oils and they had liquids that they would prescribe for pain.
And this was 1937, right? So that was way back in the day, and now here we are today.
Oh, yeah, it's like full circle.
And now everybody wants it back so they can tax it again.
Yeah,
you know, it's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. It's bizarre how, you know, it's come full circle in some ways. But at the time, William Randolph Hearst, he was he built the largest newspaper chain in the country, and Hearst Communications, you might be familiar with that.
Oh yeah, they still own TV stations here in this area.
Yeah. So I mean, and if you ever have the chance, there's the Hearst Castle over in California. If you ever get a chance to go to that,
and the famous daughter that was kidnapped, Stockholm syndrome, Patty Hearst,
right?
Same family,
right? So, oh yeah. So it's a very historic family, and he has forests to produce all the paper for his newspaper chain, and you know, at the time there was. These advances in technology that made it easier to process hemp and to use it for different purposes. And he found, you know, he saw hemp as a big competition for him because obviously you can make paper out of hemp. So he was a big driving force behind, you know, getting hemp included in this legislation. And he wasn't alone. So there was this other company called DuPont, which again, Same company that's in existence today. At the time, it was just coming to be. It was a rising petrochemical and pulp paper making company. And they were just coming up with these obviously lucrative chemical patents. And the process to make obviously hemp from paper, to make paper from hemp was not as, didn't need those chemicals. And what's really interesting about DuPont is that the banker that was financing them, Andrew Mellon, he was also the director, he was also the secretary of the Department of the Treasury at the time. So there was a direct line here and a direct reason for them to, you know, really take a look at hemp and say, huh, how can we minimize this? And the way that they did that was by taxing it at a different rate than any other crop. You know, if you were growing it, you were taxed. If you were processing it, you were taxed. And this was just a period in time in our country where you really couldn't take that risk.
Ostensibly, yeah, wiped it out. And wow, interesting backstory in that. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the health benefits of CBD. And man, there are so many things you can use it for. I'm excited to talk about that. We'll have that and more. We'll be back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman identified as John Ernest opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about his granddaughter being there.
My granddaughter, 4.5 years old, sees her grandpa with a bleeding hand. And she sees me screaming and shouting, get out, get out. She didn't deserve to see her grandfather like this.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
He was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. The book is from Skyhorse Publishing, American Hemp. And I know some of you might say, I'm not interested in a book that's just all the history of hemp and all that. Well, I think it's fascinating, but that's not what this book is entirely about, because I'm open to a section of this book. It is the most detailed breakdown I have ever seen, because I've looked at a lot of these books in the last month or so because I've become fascinated with CBD. I haven't seen anything at all like this, all the details about all of the different medical conditions that can be treated with CBD and all the details on that, including some prescription drugs that are actually approved by the FDA. I mean, this is incredibly detailed with a lot of facts. Before we get into this, though, we've got an email question, and they want to know if you're familiar at all with the idea, and I've heard of this myself. I mentioned it, my friend's CBD oil happens to be this particular kind. It's called liposomal CBD, which is sort of like a delivery method where it gets into your system. I guess more of it gets into your system. Is that covered at all in your book, or do you know anything about that type of CBD?
I don't go into that in the book specifically, but I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, it absorbs at a quicker rate, essentially, from what I understand. What the two main focuses that I put in the book, and obviously, you know, there's going to be so many different brands of CBD, and you know, when you kind of look at it, some people, you know, depending on the company, might call it something a little different. So,
right.
The two ways that I look at it is, it's either CBD that's isolated, so you're just getting CBD, or you're getting what is a full spectrum or whole plant CBD extract. And what that is that has other cannabinoids in the plant aside from just CBD. And what research has found, and like you said, you know, I really detail a lot of this out because I know, you know, a lot of people are curious but also skeptical, and I footnote everything. These are all primary sources from all sorts of, you know, sophisticated medical studies. They're all, you know, independent studies that, you know, that are, you can look them up. They're all in the book, and they've all been, you know, peer-reviewed and different scientific journals, but the difference between isolated CBD and full spectrum CBD is that the full spectrum gives you all of the qualities of the cannabinoids, and what that does is, you know, it actually helps. It usually helps you with your condition, whatever it might be, where you might take less of it to get the same effect, or get that you know, get the effect quicker. Both of them work: CBD isolate and full spectrum CBD.
How would you find? Like, does it tell you on the bottle? I mean, yes. Little town here in St. Augustine that I visit a lot. Like every other shop now has like this CBD now available, and like you go in there and they all say theirs is the best, and so I don't know what to do, what to think.
Yeah, I know it's very confusing, especially because, you know, you don't know. I know that for the states that have legalized marijuana for medical purposes, traditionally, if you're getting CBD, you go into a dispensary to get it. So in those instances, you know, there's usually a very strict state-regulated process to get it in there. So it goes through all sorts of, you know, hoops, and, you know, you have very specific details on the label as far as the CBD content, the strength, dosage, and et cetera. So, you know, you really get a sense of what that is. And I do know manufacturers, for the most part, are trying to do that more and more because, obviously, each state is coming up with their own parameters, and they all want to make sure.
So does it say full spectrum on it if it is that? It does say that.
It will say that. Yeah, yeah, it will say that on it. And, you know, what they found is that full spectrum, what they call it, the entourage effect. That's what the scientists have found, is that, you know, you can take the CBD oil, it will help you with your condition, but all of the things working together is going to give you, you know, an extra leg up, so to speak. It's like a stronger dose, I guess, is what you could say. You know, you wouldn't have to take, you know, maybe, you know, not as much of it, or it would work faster.
Yeah. Now, is there CBD oil is actually, you know, obviously derived from the hemp plant, but is there a way to get, like, for example, if somebody said to me, would it be better to buy apple juice from the grocery store or just go pick my own apples and make my own juice? Like, is there, if I eat the seeds, will I get the same effect as the oil? And would it be better to eat the seeds or somehow ingest it in a different way that would give me even more benefit?
So the seeds, that's a really good question. So this is something I don't think a lot of people know. So where you get the CBD from in the plant is not the same as where you would get the seeds. So if you go and you pick up seeds or hemp protein powder, something like that in the grocery store, that will not have CBD in it. That's for nutritional purposes. So what you're getting out of that are, you'll get, you know, vitamin E, you'll get potassium, you'll get iron, you'll get you know, a ton of protein, you'll get omega-3, omega-6, you'll get all those great benefits. It's essentially a vegan protein is what it is. It's considered a superfood. But where they get the CBD is from another part of the plant. It looks like a marijuana bud, I guess that's the best way to describe it. And if you're growing the plant for nutritional purposes, so if you're growing it for, you know, harvesting the seed to sell in a store for food, that plant is traditionally not going to be grown for CBD. It's just, you know, there are different types of hemp that are used for different purposes. So, you know, you're going to be, if you're a farmer and you're growing it, you know, to sell it in the store for hemp protein or, you know, hemp seeds, as I said, that's going to be a different variety than the ones that are used to grow the CBD.
And there was a huge controversy on my social media when I started taking the CBD oil, because I just announced it to all my followers. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to test this out. And I told them what happened, and people immediately started posting all this stuff that you're going to test positive for marijuana and all this. Well, I don't like have a job where I get tested. So what I did was, after a month, I bought like the highest rated test kit on Amazon. And then I tested myself twice, like one day and then the next day. After 30 days, I came up with zero, negative. And right. I posted that. Right. And people were, oh, well, if it was done at a workplace, you would have come up positive. Well, the stuff I take, it says 0.00 THC. But these people are on social media saying, no, no matter what it says, it's going to still have some THC in it. And I just couldn't reason with them. Is there any truth to what they're saying?
No, because if you have just CBD, like the CBD isolate, that's all you're getting. They just isolate that one cannabinoid. So THC is another cannabinoid altogether. So, you know, you can isolate that as well. So, you know, if you're in a state that has marijuana that's legal, you can go into a dispensary and you can get the oil that's just THC. You know, they've been able to isolate it. It's just, you know, since I think it was, I can't remember exactly when in the 80s, but that drug Marinol, it's now in a generic form. That was a THC pill that they gave to cancer patients to help them eat.
Okay.
So, you know, this is something that they've been able to separate for quite a while now.
Because I know some of the oils still say 0.03 THC, and that's still sold here, like, you know, in every store as well. But I guess is that sort of like the minimal that you can sell it still and doesn't really trigger the law if it's 0.03?
Yeah, so if it's 0.03, yeah, if it's 0.3 THC, that means that it's technically supposed to be derived from hemp if it's 0.3 or less THC. So they might put that on there just in case, or if they know that if it's, you know, not completely a CBD isolate that they're selling, if the oil has other cannabinoids in it.
So it's just a trace amount, really. We've got our last break, and we'll be back and talk about all these different conditions which can be helped with CBD oil. A lot of details here. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is our final segment. The book just came out 2 weeks ago, and you can grab it over at Amazon. I'm looking at the Amazon page here right now. There's 11 reviews, and it's 5 out of 5 stars, the first 11 reviews. And you can grab it at Amazon for $12. There's also a Kindle version for those that want to pick up the Kindle version. Jen, will there be an audio version?
I don't know. That's up to the publisher, really.
Okay. A lot of our, I don't know why our show, we got so many people asking for the audio versions. I'm behind on getting some of the audio versions on my books out, but just wanted to check with you on that.
Yeah, I know our last book, there was a delay. For some reason, I think there's just a delay with when they put out the Audible versus when they pub the book, just the actual book. So
It might still be coming down the road,
yeah,
an audio version.
Yeah.
All right, now I've got the section here on, it's called CBD, a super medication. That's the chapter. And I was going to read this whole list, but it's too long, so I'm just going to mention some of them. ADD, ADHD, acne, anxiety, PTSD, cancer, Crohn's, depression, epilepsy, fibromyalgia, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, kidney disease, liver disease, Parkinson's disease. I mean, rheumatism. It's almost like, okay, this can't do all this. But
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm hearing so much good things about CBD for a lot of people in a lot of different circumstances. In my case, I've only taken it for sleep, right? So the other day I thought, you know what? I was afraid to take it during the day because I thought maybe it would make me go to sleep. But I did, and I was so relaxed, and I like got so much done that day when I took it during the day. I'm like, well, maybe this is for like being more productive during the day also. I guess it's like, what is it not for? I mean, that's the question.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and like you said, it is kind of crazy that it helps so many different conditions, but the one drug that the FDA just approved is called Epidiolex, and that's particularly interesting to me because it treats two rare and severe forms of epilepsy. These are forms of epilepsy that affect children, young children who just, you know, they have seizures, multiple seizures a day. They're just unable to really function, and there's nothing else that can treat them. there are no other pharmaceutical drugs that work. And this is something that they've found that, you know, this is the first time that CBD is in a pharmaceutical product. And, you know, it's just fascinating that it can help with something that severe. And then, like you said, you know, it can help with acne. it just, the range is really unique. The reason why, and I go over this in the book, it interacts with our endocannabinoid system. And what it does is when it bonds with our receptors in the endocannabinoid system, it balances deficiencies in our body. So if something's deficient or excessive, it will help just bring that into homeostasis. So it's really, it's phenomenal the way that that works, and how many different, you know, parts of our body, from mood to pain, that it interacts with. And that's really because the endocannabinoid system is involved in so many different bodily systems.
And if I understand it right, I saw a guy on YouTube, this health guru guy, and he was explaining this, and he was saying something like this, that the CBD, what it does when it gets into your system, it actually helps your body, which normally produces these cannabinoids, but it's not what the CBD does, but what it does is it interacts with your body so that your body is able to release the cannabinoids that it automatically creates.
Right, right. And there are other things that we eat that have a similar reaction to that part of our brain. So, and this is one of them. It's really, I don't know, it's kind of interesting to me, but chocolate from the, you know, the cocoa plant, it has a type of cannabinoid in it. It doesn't bond with the receptor the way that CBD does, but what it does is it stimulates it to give us a feeling of joy. So there is a you know, kind of a scientific explanation. If you like dark chocolate, you know, the more cocoa content in the chocolate, the better, I guess, for this particular reaction.
Yeah. My son has suffered from ADHD his whole life, and I remember at one point my wife would give him like a chocolate if he was getting, you know, too much anxiety. The chocolate would help him to, in fact, coffee. He drinks coffee. In his case, coffee slows him down. It speeds the rest of us up, but it actually slows him down. Now, aren't there also some other fruits and vegetables that have some of this effect in it as well? It's not just CBD. I mean, obviously not to this extent, but I had read, I don't know if it was in your book or another book, that I don't know if it was broccoli or some other vegetables have this sort of effect as well.
Well, I mean, everything that you eat will have some kind of, you know, when you think about just, you know, kale and all those great healthy green veggies, you know, they have so many nutrients in it, and I think part of it is based on that, you know, how your body reacts to those types, especially since we're so deficient in that in our normal, you know, diets. From what I understand, there are other plants that do have cannabinoids in them, but not, like you said, not to this extent. Hibiscus is another plant. You know, you get the, I think it's hibiscus oil, I believe. Is it hibiscus? I'm trying to think. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. But the point is, this isn't something just only the hemp plant. I mean, to this extent, yes, but this is something that naturally occurs in our body, naturally occurs in nature outside of this. Mm-hmm. And I wonder too, you know, this is just my own speculation, but my wife and I, we talk a lot about, like, why is it like so many people today are getting cancer compared to like 100 years ago? And so many people today are overweight compared to like 100 years ago. We stayed at this old hotel, which is like a historic hotel, and the toilet was so small, it's like we could hardly get on the toilet. It's so small. And it was like people were not big like they are today. I mean, we are fat compared to how people were 100 years ago. I think a lot of this is because of the processed foods and all the sugar and everything we eat, and maybe this CBD is sort of the equalizer, that it comes in, like you're saying, and it sort of recalibrates our body, which all of our systems are all messed up from all of this terrible food we're eating.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely something to that. I talk about in the book about, you know, all just the food in general. Like, one of the last chapters I kind of get into, you know, how strange the FDA is with regulations, how they'll be, you know, very specific on certain things, and they'll just let you, you know, just say whatever goes on other things. So, like, for instance, the amount of antibiotics in our food is, you know, there's been links to, you know, why we're getting, you know, why there's so many different weird outbreaks with E. coli and things of that nature, because these, you know, we're getting these, our livestock are just pumped with these antibiotics. And it's for no reason other than the fact that, you know, this is now just how it is. These people get paid to go in and, you know, do this. And then that helps not spread disease, obviously, between the livestock, but they have to keep adding and adding and adding to keep the doses to, you know, obviously, like any other antibiotic, you have to keep up the dose.
Yeah, something is definitely happening to us because of our food that we're getting. I mean, I'm seeing kids like middle school age with full beards. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. When I was that age, mm-hmm. No one in my middle school when I was a kid had a full beard. And these kids they're 6 foot tall with a full beard in like sixth, seventh grade. And I'm thinking, this is something's not right here. Things are different and people are having all these health problems. And is there any downside to this? Like, could CBD maybe hurt you in some way? I obviously check with your doctor, folks, but is there any known, like, bad side effects to this?
You know, not that I'm aware of. You know, as far as, I mean, I wouldn't know as far as, you know, if you, I guess everything in moderation.
Right, if you use too much of it, maybe. But just generally speaking, it's not like you see these pharmaceutical commercials like, it might cause diarrhea and you might get cancer and you might have this and this and this. And they've did 12 things. It's like, wait a minute, the cure is worse than the disease here.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. You're not going to, you know, the antidepressants is one of the, you know, side effects is, you know, thoughts of suicide. There's none of that going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, great book. Thank you so much. American Hemp, Jen Hobbs. Fantastic, fantastic book. I highly recommend it. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.